The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
We're going to start with Cher. I giggled when I saw this story. I don't really know that much about Cher. Like, I mean, other than what I think is the general knowledge regarding her. But I know she's got a kid with Sonny Bono named Chastity. Well, named Chaz now.
Mm-hmm.
He's transitioned. And has a son with... She's got a son with the guy from Greg Allman. Greg Allman.
Yeah.
And that kid's name is Elijah Blue.
Mm-hmm.
So Elijah had a baby. Well, fathered a baby with a former model named Katie Edwards. Katie Edwards also has sort of famous lineage. Her grandma is Julie Andrews.
Katie Edwards.
Katie Edwards, yeah. So
Julie Andrews, is that who I watched in The Sound of Music?
Yeah. Yep.
That lady's, I didn't love that show, but I super talented.
Mm.
Like,
oh yeah.
Like everyone's a fan, right?
I like to think everyone is a fan of Julie Andrews. What's not to love? Incredible singer. She's very elderly now. But it turns out that Katie Edwards, the granddaughter of Julie Andrews, and Elijah Blue Allman, I guess, they had a baby 16 years ago. And Cher's just finding out now that she's a grandma.
Where has the kid been?
Hidden.
Well, the son, Elijah Blue, has had a lot of drug and psychiatric problems.
Yeah, I was getting to that
part. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Don't worry. There's more. So.
Not funny, but wow.
No.
Okay.
So this model had a kid with Elijah Blue Allman in 2010, but he was busy with other things. He did not want to be a father, and he was never really in the kid's life. And he never told Cher about it until he suffered an overdose in 2021. So at this point, that kid's like 11 or so. And she didn't believe him. She's like, okay, these are the rantings of a lunatic.
Well, you might if you had to rescue him a million times from himself.
And suddenly he's talking about some grandkid that you
might not believe, you know. It. You'd also probably think to yourself, there's no way I brought a human being into the world that's treating the human being they brought into the world
like they don't exist.
Like that would be a hard thing for me to stomach, knowing that I did as much as I could for you and you've done nothing for your child.
Mm.
Wow.
So, I mean, it sounds like he and Katie weren't ever really together, that they just, you know,
did it
and had a baby. I don't really have much about their relationship. So he suffers this overdose in 2021, and he's spouting this and she doesn't believe him, but it's stuck in her head. And she finally contacted Katie last June, and Katie was like, yeah. You didn't. You're telling me you just found out? And she goes, "No, I was." He told me 5 years ago, but he was under the influence, so I didn't necessarily buy it. Katie says when she heard the news, she was speechless. Cher told her family, "Oh my God, I'm finally a grandma." Cher did get to get together with her granddaughter. The little girl's name is little girl. She's 16. Her name is Ever, and they met last September. Katie says of this meeting that Cher was lovely and kind and like a kid herself. Elijah apparently got back into Ever's life in 2023, but he's still battling his demons. So it sounds like maybe he says, this person, I've got an 11-year-old kid, you have a granddaughter, and I just forgot to tell you. And then by the time he got back into Ever's life, it sounds like, you know, a year and a half, 2 years go by, and then that's when Cher reached out.
It doesn't sound like he was ever in the daughter's life.
No.
But okay.
Well, right. You'd think that he would.
Not to defend a drug addict or alcoholic, but I will say that that's a way of avoiding any responsibility for anything ever.
Right.
And so there's...
Well, he's good at that.
You can be in a state that would keep you from being able to live.
Right. Cher has filed to place him under a conservatorship, saying his drug dependency is at its worst now. She also says his only source of income is a trust from his father, the late Greg Allman. And as soon as he gets any of it, every time it doles out, it's immediately squandered. So at least she got a grandkid out of the deal.
When you hear rich people talk about not giving their kids money, it's because they don't want their kid to be that kid. You know?
Yes. But you also don't want your kid to be living on the street.
No. I just mean
that you do reach the end with people.
It's one of those things that I can see why a parent would say, I've watched people go down that road and they end up worthless and useless and they don't do anything. If you could be assured that your kid, let's say you're Sting's kid, and that kid would live the best possible life, you know?
Yep.
Eat good food, ski the great places.
Make something of yourself.
Dive in the wonderful waters of Australia. Like, you could live a life without doing a job and really live it up.
Yeah.
But also, you could just squander your life into nothing.
Right. Snort your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or what have you.
Sad.
Inject your life. So, Cher recently found out she's got a secret granddaughter.
So, did she finally psyched. Get... conservatorship over that kid?
No,
of hers?
She has filed to do that, but I am not seeing that. But in the ask, she said his drug dependency is at its worst. How old is this kid? No, this Elijah Blue. He's definitely younger than
49.
Oh, Jesus. Boy, he's
not a kid.
Not a kid
is what he's not.
How old is Chaz Bono?
No idea.
Like, older than that, I
don't even have a guess. Okay, there you go.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice 97.3.
All morning.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.